92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon. Welcome back here to Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. About 70 degrees right now, off and on rain in the area. Just depending on where you are. We still have a tornado watch in effect until 5 o'clock, so about another hour is where we have it for both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. But then it's supposed to clear up for the rest of the night and be a clear night tonight, with temperatures dropping in the low 40s, maybe mid to low 40s. So we'll have to see how that goes right now. And of course, we'll get you your next traffic update here in about 4 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Top stories in the news. Idaho suspect Cole Berger has made his second court appearance. In fact, next hour, is it next hour or am I going to do it this hour? No, I'm going to do it here in this hour in about... at about 4:28, I'm going to cover Kohlberger's mistakes, according to some the arrest report, some of the main mistakes that he made. But he appeared in court with cuts and bruises on his neck and on his face. So he didn't apparently have these markings in his first court appearance, but they're there now. They're on his chin and like underneath his jaw. It's like gashes. So okay, they didn't really have these markings when he first in his first court appearance or in his court appearance in Pennsylvania. So these are very new gashes and bruises on his neck. Not necessarily sure where these came from, if they were self-inflicted or if they came from maybe guards or maybe other inmates, don't know. Let's see here. Other stories here in the news. President Biden's docs, remember yesterday the big news? There's a second batch of documents that were discovered. So now Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to investigate the Biden documents. In fact, we're going to go over that in a lot more detail next hour, including audio of President Biden's basically argument, his defense on some of the documents that were found. So we'll play that at the beginning of next hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Then Sam Bankman-Fried, he's the founder and owner of FTX Funds, the cryptocurrency thing that had a lot of celebrities who invested in it. And all that, he pled today that, or he denied stealing any of the FTX funds today, which is one of the things that he's being accused of, is that he was running a Ponzi scheme and basically getting this money and then using it on his own personal interests and personal things. December's Consumer Price Index shows a rise of 6.5% inflation compared to last year. Now, here's the thing. Even though that's an increase from last year, that's actually a decrease. I mean, remember at one point we were at 9% year-over-year inflation. So we're down to 6.5%. That means the past few months, we've actually seen it coming down. So that's very good. Stock futures rose on that. They like that information. The Fed says they're likely going to keep the interest rates where they are. I think they should. Look, I know I'm in the minority for a lot of people on this one. I don't think the interest rates are outrageous right now. I think they were actually... like way too low before. I think the interest rates were way too low before, especially when we had a booming economy under the Trump administration. That's when you could have started raising rates a little bit. And because things were just booming, because they kept them down for so long, when we had a catastrophe, you had nothing else to do. You couldn't make them go any lower. And then eventually they were so scared of everything. Eventually, it took the opposite effect and we got inflation instead. The Ukraine war, updates on this. Putin's chef rises as his mercenaries progress in Ukraine. And Vladimir Putin demotes the top commander as he continues to suffer setbacks. We've seen these leaders. Basically, we've seen that President Putin or Vladimir Putin is not happy with his leaders, and he puts it on them when something wrong happens. I'll give you a couple more news stories here, but first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We had a bad accident on I-10. This is going to be going over the Escambia Bay Bridge, mile marker 17. This has caused major delays on I-10. I-10 eastbound is going to be backed up all the way to Davis Highway from the bridge. So from I-110 and Davis Highway exit to continue the whole way through 9th Avenue and onto the Escambia Bay Bridge, it is just crawling on I-10 heading eastbound. This has also caused some major delays leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. You're going to have your typical afternoon traffic on the bridge on Highway 90, but it is backed up to East Olive Road on Scenic. So extremely slow moving traffic. We do have crews on the scene at the accident, and the accident is over to the right side on I-10. So get over to the left and expect some major slowdowns on our highway. If you have any details, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right. A couple other news stories for you. King Charles, William, and Kate have made their first public appearance since former Prince Harry's memoir has been released. And so that's got a lot of people buzzing pertaining to that. Then Jill Biden had three skin lesions removed. And apparently one of them was a cancerous lesion near her right eye. She's feeling well after having these other ones removed, though, according to her. Jeremy Renner is facing a long road to recovery after his devastating injury, but he's overwhelmed by the support that he's been getting from the public as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I was talking about how the interest rates, to me, I don't think they're catastrophically high. I think they're actually at a fairly good place if we have a good economy, and I think we've got a fairly good economy going on right now. It's a balanced economy. It probably could have been raised during the Trump administration. Trump, of course, was asking them to even lower it down to zero like they did during the Obama years, but the Obama years were struggling. So anyway, continuing here, cleaning out old documents the other day, I came across my first mortgage back in 1979, 11.5%. Of course, the house was only $45,000. Well, yeah, but that was, back in 1979, inflation and stuff like this. That's what I was saying. My first mortgage was 8%. And it might have been like 8.5% or something like that. I did have a point penalty because it was a no-doc loan or something like that. But still, that means the rate, a good rate at the time, was 7.5%. And, we're not near that still. So we're still much lower than that. I remember my parents' first mortgage in the early 80s was around 10-11%. So I don't think the rates right now are outrageous by any means. And what's outrageous is the housing prices. That's what's outrageous, because when you've got the rates at 8, 6, 8, 9%, and the starter home is $350,000, that's the problem. But the reason why they rose that high, the reason why the real estate prices went up that high, is because our rates were so darn low. Here's another text. Anyone else starting to see more and more similarities between Mobile and Baldwin and Pensacola and Milton, an interstate and a causeway, both increasingly jammed? I guess it's the price of increasing population. That it is. In fact, I do have an update on the Mobile River project. We keep bringing that up because that will help, because whenever something happens in Mobile, particularly if like the causeways shut down or the Bankhead Tunnel, any of that stuff, it backs all the way up here to Pensacola. And so I've been watching this project, and this is going to be a while. Basically, it's going to be a while before they get anything even going. They're saying that the selection for the team to construct the bridge isn't even going to happen until February. And then they're going to have to do reviews and everything. And then I guess a portion of the project will begin around 9 months later. This is the that's just for the designs, the actual major designs. So then there'll be a December design period. And they're not even going to get started on anything until like next year on that sucker. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we got your top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom, so stick around. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 6 minutes, I'm going to give you a breakdown of the Idaho suspect's mistakes that he made in his, quote, perfect crime. This is based on the arrest report. We'll talk about that coming up here shortly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing a special counsel to oversee the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents following his tenure as vice president. Robert Hur is taking on the role after serving as U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland during the Trump administration. The latest inflation data shows the economy is headed in the right direction. That's according to St. Louis Federal Reserve President James Bullard. The consumer price index fell 0.1% in December for the biggest drop since April of 2020. California's drought conditions appear to be improving. In just 1 week, California has reportedly gone from having 27% of the state in extreme drought to less than 0.5%. And finally, the NFL is selecting Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta for a potential AFC Championship game between the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs. Bobby, road trip? Who says no?
I'm telling you what, it's close by.
It's close enough, man.
It is. That would be a good game. I mean, honestly, Bills-Chiefs, that could be the Super Bowl. I mean, no offense to the Eagles or the Vikings, but yeah, exactly. That was the game of the year last year. And if that is the AFC Championship game, that might be the best game of the year, like the two top teams right there. And I mean, Vikings look good. So do the Eagles for sure. And the Eagles, I think, still have the best chance of winning the Super Bowl overall. But boy, Bills and Chiefs are two. I mean, they're right there. So, but you never know. The playoffs change things up. You get upsets all the time.
Yeah.
So you just don't know how it's all going to play. I mean, last year, I never thought the Bengals would be there. They had a couple of big upsets, and that's all it takes. Next thing you know, you're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take a lot right there. But yeah, having it in Atlanta, I think it's a good neutral site too. You know, for the Bills and the Chiefs, it's not really close to either team's home base. So you're gonna get about the equal number of fans that are gonna probably root for you. Whereas if they did like Dallas, you're probably going to get more Chiefs fans in that area than Bills fans, you know, and definitely couldn't do anything out west. So I think the Atlanta location is probably about one of the best spots they could have chosen. So
yeah,
I like it overall.
I agree.
What about yourself?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. You know, and I understand the argument that it should be outside because, you know, the one thing that I personally love about the playoff games is the games where we do have weather being an issue. But with that being said, I mean, having Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen rematch in a dome where there's no weather concern. I mean,
that's a good point too. Yep. Yeah. Very good point. All right. Let's get traffic on the fives. Gracie Wolf got a lot of traffic issues out there right now.
That's right. I-10 right now is going to be basically crawling all throughout Pensacola. We had an accident on the Escambia Bay Bridge. It is getting cleared up and it is improving, but definitely still seeing a lot of slowdowns throughout our area because of it. Scene of the accident's right in the middle of the Escambia Bay Bridge at mile marker 17 off to the right side. So make sure to be getting over to the left once you get to the accident. But it is backed up traffic all the way to the Davis Highway, I-110. Area, the exit, even just looking out the window here, you can start seeing the cars starting to slow down. So that's going to be I-10 eastbound, slow moving throughout Pensacola, but that's also made some major slowdowns getting out of Pensacola and towards Pace on Highway 90. We always see our typical afternoon traffic on the Highway 90 bridge, but it is backed up onto Scenic Highway all the way down to East Olive Road. So just keep that in mind. You are going to see a lot of traffic still on Highway 90 getting out of Pensacola towards Pace. If you see something else or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up next, we do have some insight in what the Idaho murder suspect, Brian Koberger, what mistakes did he make? We now have some details from the FBI. I'll share those with you coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 6 minutes, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see the Pensacola Opera's La Boheme. So if you want to check that out, if you want to get those tickets, it'll be about 6 minutes from now. So Brian Koberger, the suspect in the Idaho murders. Remember, for a while there, people were wondering, was this the perfect crime? They couldn't track down the person. They didn't have any leads or anything. And it turns out the guy they arrested was studying criminology. And so they're like, oh, boy, maybe that's why. Well, now we've got a lot of details that they're finally releasing. Like, these are all the mistakes this dude made. This is why we're confident he's the guy. Cell phone records. He didn't turn his cell phone off when he was surveilling the victim's home. A lot of it's cell phone related, by the way. Another one is tracking his movements. He did shut his phone off during the time of the killings, but basically the phone was on when he, like, at his dorm, like where he was studying. And then the next time it turned on was on his way back from the house. It's like, wait a minute. One minute you're over here at Washington State. Next minute you're over here close to where the murders were, but you're on your way back to Washington State. Another one was, once again, cell phone. He returned to the scene of the crime. And part of the reason why maybe he did that is because one of the biggest problems was he left the leather sheath of the murder weapon behind. It was there in the house. So maybe he went back in order to try to get it. Then the white Hyundai Elantra, of course, that was seen that was seen there at the apartment, and then he didn't ditch it. Instead, he drove it all the way across the country, and then apparently he had some really creepy Facebook posts talking about evidence and things like that at the scene that was not released to the public. So, looks like they got the guy.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
News Radio 92.3. Now it's time to play Which Host Did This? Andrew McKay, Jenna Barr, or Bobby Rossi?
This host lived in a van for over 6 months. Who is it? Time's up.
The correct answer is Jenna Barr. Get to know our local hosts by listening to News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in just a bit, I got to talk about Governor DeSantis and trying to continue his push to lower prescription drug prices. In the meantime, the U.S. House, now controlled by Republicans, is they voted on something that I don't know if a lot of people are going to be happy with if they knew about this. But so we'll talk about that coming up here shortly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependent. Got a text here. Jenna was a hobo. I don't know if a hobo would be the right term, but she was definitely homeless for a little bit. So
I'm saying we need to
with her.
We need to tell all about this little quiz thing because I need answers to some of these things. Like, what was Andrew doing being a bartender in London? Like,
In England.
I need an explanation.
Exactly. Need some answers about for these things. So, I was talking to somebody, a coworker of ours today, and they were like, "I've gotten all of them wrong." It's a coworker of ours, and he listens to the show. He listens to the station like all the time, and he's like, "I get every single one of them wrong." So I think that's kind of funny. All right, this is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh, if you would like a pair of tickets to go see Pensacola Opera's La Boheme, it's coming up January 20th and the 22nd at the Sanger Theater. So Puccini's La Boheme is what inspired Broadway's Rent, and it follows Mimi and Rodolfo from their first meeting to the final devastating moments. The Bohemian story of poverty, disease, and the bitter cold of winter reminds us that when you have nothing but love, then you have everything to lose. So if you want to check out Puccini's La Boheme on January 20th or 22nd at Pensacola at the Sanger Theater, then text us right now and just text in SING. We're going to keep it easy. SING. Text it into 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. If you text in the word SING, you have a chance to win that pair of tickets, and then we're going to give away another pair of tickets next hour. So if you don't get a chance right now, be sure to listen next hour around the same time for an opportunity to win. Top three stories here real quick before we get to your sports is the Merrick Garland has appointed a Biden documents counsel, so a special counsel to pertaining to the Biden classified document situation. Sam Bankman-Fried says that he didn't steal any FTX funds. And inflation rose to 6.5% over a year ago, but that means it's actually gone down about 2.5% since the summer. So that's actually a good thing. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll get your sports hit.
I-10 eastbound, really seeing slow-moving traffic due to an accident we had a little while ago at mile marker 17. This is going to be going over the Escambia Bay Bridge at the scene of the accident, but it has caused major delays on I-10, backing up all the way to I-110 and Davis Highway. So you're going to start seeing these slowdowns as you get onto the on-ramp, getting onto I-10 eastbound. This is adding about 35 minutes to your afternoon commute. So that's going to be on I-10 heading eastbound. Heavy delays all throughout the east side of Pensacola, and also causing some major slowdowns on Highway 90. This is going to be backed up on Scenic Highway all the way to East Olive Road. So East Olive Road all the way to get to the Davis Highway Scenic Highway intersection and continue onto the Highway 90 bridge, leaving Escambia County, heading towards Santa Rosa County towards Pace. If you see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line. On top of our just everyday afternoon traffic, 98 is also backed up to Gulf Breeze proper. See something else, give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Well, let's go and get sports.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is going to be on TNT tonight with the Boston Celtics against the Brooklyn Nets at 6:30. When that game's over, at around 9 o'clock, Dallas Mavericks will play the Lakers on TNT. Then on ESPN2, at 6 o'clock, you've got Michigan against Iowa. At 8 o'clock on ESPN2, University of Southern Mississippi plays Marshall. At 10 o'clock on ESPN2, number 9, Arizona plays Oregon State. Then in the meantime, on ESPN at around 8:30, number 8 Gonzaga is playing BYU. NHL hockey on ESPN Plus tonight and ESPN. So before the Gonzaga-BYU game, it's a hockey game. It's going to be Toronto Maple Leafs against the Detroit Red Wings. On ESPN Plus, though, at 6 o'clock, Tampa Bay Lightning are playing Vancouver. And at 9 o'clock, Florida is playing Las Vegas. Then when it comes to sports news, real quick here, if the Bills and Chiefs meet in the AFC Championship game, which would be a great game, then it will be played in Atlanta. Derek Carr posts a farewell message to the Raiders as they are Raiders fans, as the Raiders are apparently exploring a trade, which most of us assumed was probably going to happen. His farewell message just said, "It breaks my heart." The New York Jets owner would indeed pay for a quarterback. So they keep saying that they're sticking by Zach Wilson, but maybe as a backup, because he says that a quarterback is the missing piece. Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren is stepping down in order to become the Chicago Bears' new president. Over in NASCAR, Kevin Harvick announced that he will retire after the 2023 NASCAR Cup Series season. And over in baseball, Trevor Bauer has been released by the Dodgers after having a reduced suspension. They are set to pay him over $21 million. Remember, he was suspended for sexual misconduct allegations. Is Pensacola right now Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So that's your sports hit. Now, I want to get into this, a couple of stories here. So Governor DeSantis has been trying, since he's been governor, one of the things he's been trying to do is push for lower prescription drug prices. But the bill that we passed, that he was able to help instrument, that the legislature was able to pass, they can't unilaterally just put it into place. It needs federal approval, and they've yet to get that federal approval. So today, Governor DeSantis and Surgeon General Joseph Lodapo announced new actions that will hopefully reduce prescription drug prices here in Florida. They did work once again with Florida lawmakers, but and it should allow consumers to price for better prices, or to shop for better prices at any pharmacy, regardless of your health plan. So I guess one of the things is more transparency, more accountability for pharmacies. But one of the big plans, once again, one of the big problems, once again, is it's been blocked by the FDA in the past, and apparently the new plan is not in a situation that needs federal approval like the previous one did in 2019. So hopefully they'll be able to do this. It's not expected to be as effective, because the one in 2019, if you remember, it was something along the lines of like, we could buy our prescription drugs from any country. We wouldn't have to just get American drugs and stuff like that. But that's, you know, that's where, so I'm not sure. So this, they're saying this one's not as robust and as effective at lowering prescription drug prices here in Florida, but it's at least something. And they won't need federal approval to get it done. So that's why they're going that route. And now, the other thing here is pertaining to the, the U.S. House. GOP-controlled U.S. House now is giving themselves a raise, kind of. Basically, what they're going to do is they are now, so remember, I've talked about this before. The base salary for members of Congress is $174,000 a year. Members of Congress now have been complaining that that's not enough money. That $174,000 a year, they can't afford to have a place in their home district and a residence in Washington, D.C. Now, part of the reason is because Washington, D.C. has some of the highest real estate prices in the country, and there's not a lot of real estate left. And so you actually, strangely enough, you end up getting a lot of congressmen and senators who end up becoming roommates, or being like Matt Gaetz, who just sleeps in his office a lot and things. So they've decided to go ahead and, instead of giving themselves a raise, what they're going to go ahead and do is they're going to get cost of living reimbursements for their time in D.C., which includes lodging and meals and, quote, incidentals. Okay. I don't know what incidentals are. But yes, they can go out to eat fancy restaurants, and they're going to get reimbursed. Instead of maybe renting a house or buying a house, if they just want to stay in a hotel the whole time, maybe a 5-star hotel, I guess they get reimbursed on that too. I'm just like, okay. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and then we'll lighten it up a little bit. Stick around. Coming up at the beginning of next hour, President Biden explains or tries to explain his thoughts on where the latest classified documents were found. And so we're going to kind of break that down a little bit at the beginning of next hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Bobby, a top Federal Reserve official anticipates smaller interest rate hikes going forward to tame inflation. That's the Fed's Bank of Philadelphia president, Patrick Harker, who said the central bank should lift interest rates in quarter point increments, adding that the days of raising them 75 basis points at a time have passed. Brian Koberger is waiving his right to a speedy probable cause hearing. He appeared in court today, and his preliminary hearing was set for June 26th. Two new studies show 2022 was the warmest La Nina year on record. The report from NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric NOAA also found the last 9 years were the hottest ever recorded. And finally, a Virginia woman is gearing up to take on the World Marathon Challenge. Her name's Jill Jamison, plans to run 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents. She will start in Antarctica, then go over to Africa, Australia, Asia, Europe, and then finish in South and North America. Yikes. Hmm.
I actually talked to a guy, oh boy, it was many years ago now. He goes by the Iron Cowboy, and he's a triathlete.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up doing a triathlon per day for 50 days in all 50 states. And I interviewed him at the beginning of the triathlon, and about the middle of beginning of the 50 days, and then the middle of the 50 days, and then the end of the 50 days. The middle of the 50 days, he barely wanted to talk. He was so wiped out. But then he regained his energy on the second half, the last leg of the ordeal. But that's just, I can't comprehend it. I've never been a runner. I've never been a long distance person. It's always been short sprint type stuff, you know. I did a 5K one time and I barfed at the end of the finish line. I have no stamina. So.
Well, you know,
I can't comprehend
me being the physical athletic specimen that I am. I mean, I do think that she has it right to start in Antarctica because, I mean, I feel like that would be the worst leg of the journey.
Gotta be.
So you start there. But I mean, you know, yeah, you're doing a marathon every day. But I mean, the travel and just flying back and forth all over the world.
Time for jet lag because you're just getting up and traveling.
I hope she can sleep on airplanes. I cannot. So.
Oh yeah.
That's why I would.
After you ran a marathon, you probably could. So.
Yeah, maybe.
Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
I-10 eastbound still seeing some major slowdowns. The majority of these delays now are going to be right near I-110 and Davis Highway. This is due to an accident that we had on the Escambia Bay Bridge. Escambia Bay Bridge is now moving smoothly, but the backups are still showing major delays. This is going to be, again, towards I-110 and Davis Highway. It does clear up right around 9th Avenue, but you are going to see some congestion until you get through the Escambia Bay Bridge. And then Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Since we did have this really bad accident on the Escambia Bay Bridge, a lot of cars were getting off and taking Highway 90 instead. This has caused major slowdowns on Highway 90, backing up to East Olive Road and going to continue throughout Highway 90, as well as seeing some major afternoon slowdowns on 98. This is backing up to Gulf Breeze proper, all the way to Gondolier Boulevard in the eastbound direction. See something else? Give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a couple texts here. I just don't get it. I don't even like running, much less in the cold. You want me to run several miles across Antarctica? You're out of your mind. Yeah, I totally agree with that 100%. And yeah, another text there. And Boston Fed said a quarter of a point hike as well. They might come with a smaller rate hike when it comes down to it. But yeah, they're warning it's going to be about a quarter of a point is what it's looking like. Toddlers watching violent TV. There was actually a study done for a decade that wanted to know, because, you know, they're little kids, they're preschool kids, they're small, they can't identify what's actually happening on the screen. Isn't it okay to let them watch violent TV with mom and dad so they don't have to go to bed or anything? According to this study, toddlers who watch violent TV shows do worse in school when they're teenagers. according to this study. So, kind of interesting. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
So, before I get to that, real quick here, some things that people like less and less as they get older. Loud places like bars and parties, drinking alcohol, waiting in lines, and number one is social media, which leads me to today's sign of the apocalypse. 61% of travelers do things on their vacation they don't want to do just for social media, just so they can put something on social media. You're on vacation. 61% of people on vacation are like, I don't really want to do this, but it'll look good on social media, so let's go ahead and do it.